Let's open our Bibles to John chapter 20, please. Verse 11, but Mary stood at the sepulcher weeping, and as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulcher. And she seeth two angels in white sitting, the one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. And they say to her, woman, why weepest thou? She saith unto them, because they've taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. And when she had supped, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing, and knew not it was Jesus. And he said, woman, why weepest thou? And who do you seek? She, supposing him to be the gardener, saith unto him, sir, if you have borne him hence, tell me where you've laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus said, Mary. Now, that's the way he got her attention the first time and cast seven devils out of her. Now, people think her last name was Magdalene. No, that identified her. She was from Magdal. We'll have to get to heaven to find out what her last name is. Now notice this. Touch me not. I am not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend to my Father, your Father, to my God and your God. That's what the book of Hebrews is about. Now, I want to straighten something out. You know, the scripture says he went into Arabia, the Apostle Paul. He was caught up and saw all these things from the heavenly sphere. So now, let's go to the 9th chapter of the book of Hebrews. Thank you, Jesus. And look at verse 12. Nine, twelve. Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. For if the blood of bulls and goats and ashes of a heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctifies the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of the Messiah, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself, this is what he had to do. He had to appear before the Father and say, it's done. And I'll show you in a moment why. Thank you, Jesus. Purge your conscience from dead works. Serve the living God. Verse 17, if a testament is of force after men are dead, otherwise of no strength at all while he's alive. Now, here's something that over the years that I've talked to people about this, didn't even know it was in here. And even fewer than that know that he went to hell. They wanted a sign. He said the only sign that you will receive, as Jonah was 3 days and three nights. The King James uses the word whale. It doesn't say it was a whale. in the belly of the big fish. So shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. It doesn't work from Friday. But John said, this is a high Sabbath. It started on Wednesday. It doesn't change anything, but you might as well get it right. So just sit down and do it. Just right. I just sat down and did it, and there it is. But he said it. It had to be that way. So that would be a good thing on Easter Sunday. And rabbits don't lay eggs. Did you figure that out? It's only used one time, and it's in the King James Bible. It's Resurrection Sunday. That's a good thing to bring up, particularly in church. And show. Now, why is that so big? Dave, your Savior and mine spent 3 days and three nights in hell, paying for your and my redemption. And the moment that he entered into the heavenlies and sat down, we were healed. And the scripture said he chose us before the foundation of the world. But it had to be received. It has to be received. And so, and that's what we're doing now, is to receive these things in the accuracy in which they're delivered in his word. So just sit down with them, you know, and just go through it. Of course it works out right. But now, and here's something else. Take a Classic Amplified, which now Kenneth Copeland Ministries is publisher of that. Take the Classic Amplified and go to the 22nd Psalm. It starts off, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And ends with, it is finished. Well, what all was finished? That's not the point. That psalm that David wrote for this purpose was on his lips and in his heart when he went into hell. And Pilate was astonished that he was dead so quickly. He said, you can't kill me. My life is mine to take up or lay down. And he laid it down for you, and he laid it down for me. He went to hell and suffered 3 days and three nights. And then he led captivity captive. What does that mean? He led captivity captive. What? They were not in hell. I mean, they were not in heaven. They were in paradise. Read about Lazarus and the rich young ruler. There was a protected place. I'm going to show you why here. There was a protected area right at the top layer of hell itself. They could look down in there, but they were protected. It was called paradise. It was not called heaven at all. Now, it is right here in the 23rd verse of the 9th chapter of Hebrews. Let's go back and read. Well, let's read down into it. For when Moses had spoken every precept and all the people according to the law, he took the blood of calves and goats and water and scarlet wool and so forth and sprinkled the people, saying, this is the blood of the covenant which God hath enjoined unto you. Moreover, now notice this. It was therefore necessary that the patterns of the things in the heavens should be purified with these, but the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifices. Adam's sin went all the way to heaven and everything but the throne of God Himself. Jesus' blood had to be placed on the heavenly mercy seat. And that blood had to cleanse all the heavenly worshiping things, the things in heaven that were to be worshiped with. They're now pure. That sin has been wiped out. But that's the reason he said, I haven't gone and done this yet. So all of this had to take place. Isn't this amazing? So, let's read on. For Christ has not entered into the holy place made with hands, where there are figures of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us, nor yet that he should offer himself often as the high priest entered into the holy place every year with blood of others. For then must he often have suffered since the foundation of the world, but now once in the end of the world, he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. And it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. Now, look at Hebrews 10, 1 and 2. For the law, having a shadow of good things to come, can never, with those sacrifices which they offered year by year continually, make the comer thereunto perfect. For then would they not have ceased to be offered? Because thus the worshipers, once purged, should have had no more sin consciousness. No more sin consciousness. Well, what is the opposite of a sin consciousness? I'm so glad you asked that. And we will turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house which is from heaven. If so, that being clothed, we have not only found naked. Now, verse 6, always being confident that while at home in the body, we're absent from the Lord, for we walk by faith and not by sight. So, and I skip over here, verse 14, for the love of Christ constraineth us because we are thus judged, that if one died for all, then all are dead. Come on down. 21. For he hath made him to be sin. He who knew no sin, that's the way the classic Amplified. He who knew no sin was made to be sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Christ. That is not holiness. But it says you're a new creature in Christ Jesus. So instead of having a sin consciousness, then you have a righteousness. I'm in right standing with God. I have a right standing with God consciousness. Now, holiness is from the fruit of the Spirit. And you walk in the fruit of the Spirit, and then you're walking in that holy life. So no more sin consciousness, but a righteousness consciousness with God. Now, I'd never heard of a new creature. I didn't know it was in the Bible. And so the Lord gave me tangible evidence. And Gloria said, I don't want to like to go out with in public with you. Why? But you know, your mouth is bad. Well, I came back. I flew a man by the name of Weir, and he was with the Arkansas-Louisiana Natural Gas Company to Shreveport and back. And I got back in, and Gloria and I had a new apartment. And I won't go into all that story about what I fouled up, so we had to have a new apartment. But anyway, well, that's not really right. I came back in, and now she's raised in the Church of Christ. I was raised Southern Baptist. So, you know, we just didn't talk about it much. And I can see it in my mind's eye. She was over there, you know, at the store. She was waiting up for me. I went in, changed clothes, and took my suit off and walked in the kitchen there and had one shoe on, one shoe off, and the Lord arrested me. Kenneth, if you don't get right with me, you're going to the devil's hell, son. Well, I knew that. I said, I know it. But what do I do now? I heard my Sunday school teacher in the University Baptist Church in Abilene, Texas. Now, University Baptist was tied to Baylor. That's the reason it's University Baptist. She said, boys, you have to ask Jesus to come into your heart. I did, and he did. I couldn't close my mouth for about 30 or 40 seconds, and profanity was gone from that day until this. And then I thought, I'm not going to tell Gloria this. So I said, Gloria, come here, baby. And I said, what would you think if I were to talk for God or give him a testimony? She said, hallelujah. I said, hallelujah, what? She said, you know the Bible that your mother sent you that you never did read? Yes, Ken Precious. And she gave the scripture reference, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all these things would be added to you. And she said, Lord, I sure do need some things. Take my life and do something with it. She had never heard the term born again. She heard that after both of us got baptized in the Holy Ghost speaking the other tongue. Well, he did. He took her life. And he's still doing something with it, praise God. So, now then, back over to the book of Hebrews. Oh, there's so many things here. Hebrews 9, 12, 14, and 23, we read those. Now, 10, 1, for the law, having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the things, can never, with these sacrifices which they offered year by year continually, make the comers thereunto perfect or blameless. For then would they not have ceased to be offered, because the worshipers once purged should have no more sin consciousness. Now, come on down. Then he, lo, I come to do your will, O God. He taketh away the first, that he may establish the second. By the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once and for all. Verse 12. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God, from henceforth expecting all his enemies he had made his footstool. For by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. Oh, Lord God. This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws in their hearts, and their minds will I write them, and their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Now, where remission of these is, there is no more offering for sin. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he has consecrated for us through the veil, let us draw near with a true heart full of assurance, of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast to the profession or the confession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. Now let us consider one another to provoke unto love and of good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another so much more. Verse 29, how much more sore a punishment suppose ye shall be thought worthy of that had trodden underfoot the Son of God and hath accounted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing and hath done despite of the Spirit of grace. That's the spirit under, that's the sin unto death. Now, why is it the sin unto death? God would forget that, forgive that. I don't have time to take it to it, but it's in there. You can find it yourself. It's impossible to bring them to repentance. They have experienced it all. It's right there in the between the 5th and 6th chapter. They've been born again. And tasted of the powers to come, operated in the gifts of the Spirit, and then turned their back on him. It says it's impossible to bring them unto repentance. That's the problem. They've sold out to the devil. Now, it's so important that we and the TV audience realize that the book of Hebrews is the answer to what Jesus said, don't touch me, I have not yet ascended. This was his ascension. It's what the whole book is about. Well, there are other things involved, but that's the reason the Apostle Paul wrote this. Thank you, Jesus.
Are you facing challenges that are holding you back and seem impossible to overcome? You weren't created to live limited. You were created to live anointed. In his audio teaching, The Anointing Factor, Kenneth Copeland reveals the divine force that transforms everything, the anointing of God. It's not talent or luck. It's God on you, empowering you to do what only he can do. Discover how the anointing lifts heavy burdens and positions you to thrive, even in the toughest times. When you know who you are in Christ, it's impossible to be hopeless. See yourself through God's eyes, full of grace, wisdom, and power. Develop a lifestyle of flowing in the anointing every day and be equipped to live in the promises of God. His word is alive. His name is anointed. And as part of his body, so are you. It's time to factor in the anointing and walk in the victory that's already yours.
Request your free copy of The Anointing Factor by Kenneth Copeland, available as an MP3 download on kcm.org.uk/TV special. This 10-message teaching series will help you learn how to factor the anointing of God into every part of your life. The anointing destroys every yoke of bondage and turns defeat into victory. Be sure to go to our website and download your free copy of The Anointing Factor today.
Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. I said the greater one. The greater one is right here.
By his stripes ye were healed. That's cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure. You can't separate healing from salvation. It's on the cross.
Join us for the Southwest Believers Convention with Kenneth Copeland and our special lineup of guest speakers, July 28th through August 2nd. Register at kcm.org/swbc today.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. Isaiah 10:27 says, "The yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing." No matter what the yoke is, it's not just broken, it's destroyed or obliterated where there's no evidence it was ever there because of the anointing. This week, we're giving you a 10-message teaching series by Brother Copeland on the anointing of God, which is called The Anointing Factor. When you're faced with a problem, consider the anointing of God. Factor it into your situation. Brother Copeland shares how to do just that through the instruction of the Word to help you develop a lifestyle of living in the anointing of God. When we live by faith, our trust is in God and not in this world's way of doing things. God meets our needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus because he is the anointed one. And by his anointing, we live yoke-free. You really do need to get this series. It's free, and all you have to do is download your copy today on kcm.org. Partners, know that we're here for you. The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast is here to teach you the Word of God, and you can watch the broadcast anytime at your convenience on kcm.org or our Roku channel. Let us know if this broadcast has impacted your life and helped you grow in the things of God. Send us your testimony about the broadcast and share your story of God's goodness on kcn.org/BVOVstory. Now, remember to download the free study notes. They have all the scriptures and teaching points Brother Copeland covered in each broadcast. Simply go to kcm.org/notes to download yours today. We'll see you again tomorrow. This is Brother Larry reminding you, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Let the Word of God build your faith. Kenneth Copeland calls kcm.org.uk your study center. You can watch, read, and share faith-based content and teaching resources available to you free.